Crime Obscene presents Victim Spotlight, Jody LaCornu. It was March the 2nd, 1996, and it was cold in Baltimore, Maryland, and snow had fallen. Not amicable conditions for driving, and certainly not at night. 23-year-old student Jody LaCornu had been enjoying an evening out with friends at a bar she frequented, Mount Washington Tavern. Though sunny dispositions were never far from the young woman, she had unfortunately had a fight with her boyfriend that day, and out of a heated exchange, he had asked her not to come home that night. After getting off work, she had gone to meet friends, where she had remained in the bar until 2 a.m. and the last call. According to some witnesses, Jody did not seem herself and acted out of character. The bar manager had asked her to take one of the bar's patrons home, and though Jody was paranoid of driving in the unruly weather, she agreed. There was considerable snowfall that night. Along Jody's journey, and as her boyfriend had asked her not to come back, she drove to an ATM to withdraw money and then stopped at a liquor store and bought some beer. At 3 a.m, Jody parks in the Caldor parking lot, now known as Drumcastle Government Center. After placing a few calls, a white BMW pulled up close to Jody's white Honda Civic, breaking the frosty stillness of the night. A man, described by multiple witnesses as being a black male in his mid-20s to early 30s, stocky build between 5'10" and 6'1", and wearing an army green fatigue jacket, approaches Jody's car. She had rolled down her window, but it's uncertain if she had known the man. It is assumed they talked briefly before the man returns to his vehicle. 3:40 a.m. approached, and a gunshot fired through the back left window of Jody's car, where it entered and tore through Jody's back and spine. Eyewitnesses who heard a gunshot echo in the night then saw Jody drive into a parking lot of a superstore named Giant, where she had circled and hit a curb. The murderer had stalked behind the car at this time, but stayed back, watching from the shadows as the poor young woman died. It was then the killer calmly reached across her body and took her purse and mobile phone, before exiting the lot and turned south on York Road, then east onto Walker Avenue. Unfortunately, even when police arrived on the scene at 3:41 a.m, Jody was already dead, leaving behind her twin sister, Jenny. Jenny has been campaigning tirelessly and advocating for her sister. She has done extensive media campaigns to raise awareness and exposure for her sister's case. There is a tip line you can call at 410-200-6284. There is also a reward of $100,000 that leads to an arrest and conviction in the case. This was Victim Spotlight, a Crime Obscene presentation where we take an unsolved case and shed light on it. Crime Obscene is a monthly true crime podcast that focuses on unsolved murders, missing persons cases, and beyond. You can find it on all your favourite podcatchers, and we are on social media with the handle at Crime Obscene Pod.